Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of New Money with Spencer and Solo. I'm Solo Cisse, and today we're going to learn about what goes into that content creation process and what it means to be an influencer. We're going to be joined by Shava, Yaya, and Samia today. So again, thank you guys for joining us today, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? This is Spencer Dinwiddie.
And I'm Solo Cisse.
And this is another episode of New Money, brought to you by CoinDesk. Today, we're joined by Yaya, Shava, and Samia. All three are content creators. Could you guys kick us off just by walking us through a day in the life of a content creator, starting with Yaya?
It's funny because a lot of times when I think of creating, I'm like half asleep and I'll doze off and an idea just comes to mind. I'm like, oh, okay, boom. So that helps me create, pretty much just put things together and try to do a schedule to get things done and post with algorithm, so with the right algorithm, and yeah, that's how I start with my content.
I have like the weirdest way I create content. So I'm an event planner by trade, or used to be, and I find the pain points and then I make fun of them. And that is literally how my social media sites or accounts have blown up, by literally making fun of the thing that everyone in my profession tries to be super professional, which I do as well, but people never talk about the things that are pain points. The fact that your mother-in-law might be really overbearing during the planning process or any of those things, no one talks about that. So the reason that I think I grew, like in 3 months, my account to like 150,000 followers was basically because everyone thought it was so funny and so relatable that everyone says it, but no one talks about it, right? Like no one wants to be the person to be like, my grandma doesn't want me to wear this dress and this is the only dress I want to wear or whatever. So that's how, so mine is a little bit different. So my content all comes from what are the pain points and how can I make fun of that?
For me, essentially, I have to wake up and work out. That's like my main day in general, but also that's my creator day. Once I work out, it kind of just alleviates like any stress or drama that I have or any blockage. And I always tend to come up with like the idea or the scenery or what's the concept for it every single time. It's always when I'm working out. So that's usually what works.
So you say like routines.
Me too. It's always when I'm working out. Always. Because I work out every day like her.
Same.
Yeah. So that's what I meant to say. And I was talking about stupid wedding planner stuff. Like
that's
normal.
That's actually what I do. I feel like when you're out and about too, you see like the funniest things. Like it'll be like you're on your car
for
and some guy outside's like, whoa, like,
for
just
sure.
Going crazy, and that kind of gives you an idea to create
for
something
sure.
out of it, or someone spazzing out because they don't have soup in aisle 10 or something. I don't know. Like, it just gives you an idea to put everything together
for
and
sure.
just make it comedy or however you like, really.
Like, in many ways, obviously a lot of it is your job, right? Like, a lot of you guys do this for, like, a living, right? But, like, does it feel like work? What's that look like?
Waves,
yeah.
For sure. Sometimes it's super fun and you're in the flow and in the rhythm and you can create, you know, I have 700 pieces of content that are in draft right now.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you can get in that flow and then other times you're like, I need to post. I haven't posted in a month and a half. And I will literally have people all post something, a tip or something, and they're like, where have you been? I'm like,
That's when it becomes a job, when you're like, oh, I need to be consistent and make sure my engagement's still up, because that's when like brand deals and all that stuff comes in, because they look for that. So you have to just be on top of it. Like, you want to do it for fun, but if you're not consistent, then you're going to miss out on opportunities and stuff.
Is the curation like the hard part, or is it like, oh, my fans, I built this community, like they want to see my stuff because I bring them joy, right? Like a lot of times you guys bring them joy with the content you guys produce. So like, what would you say? Or is it a mixture of the two? Like, what do you think most?
Me personally, I feel like sometimes everybody wants to recharge and just have their own space and just have some alone time. So having to feel like you got to constantly do something every day can become very overwhelming. It just kind of gets in between like your energy and stuff, but it is fun. I think it's important to have a schedule together. If anything, like stack up on content and then be like, okay, well, I can just chill today, but let me just post this real quick. And then, yeah, it's like having a balance.
For me, it's different because like I come from like the whole corporate world and like I'm used to the structure and the schedule and all that. So when I decided to take this full time and take it seriously, I figured, okay, I do know how to reconstruct other organizations. Why don't I just like create a full structure for myself? So that's how I actually started. It took 3 months when I first started. I was committed to like putting my job and everything and like just doing this. I created a whole entire 1 year schedule for myself. Obviously I didn't know which content I'm gonna shoot or which brands I'm gonna work with, but I kind of just created the structure of wake up at 4, do this and do that. And then also for travel dates, because I travel a lot. So it was like, how do I maintain a schedule and a structure, you know, going different places or like different times of things. You know, sometimes you're up all night, but you still have to maintain. So I'll go back, like regardless of time, I go backwards and like check, like, did I do this? Or did I, you know, make sure there's like just a consistency there, but so you have to make it fun. Yeah.
That's one thing that kind of interests me. You guys talked about kind of having more like humor-based content. You obviously having a corporate background. Does the social platforms then vary based upon kind of your background and the content you create? Do you have things that you prefer like TikTok versus Instagram, or what are your preferred social platforms?
I prefer Instagram 100% because I feel like Instagram is a little bit more open widely. A lot of feedback I got, I created a TikTok for like probably 4 days. Which I promised I will work on that.
But
it kind of just turned me off. And I'm the type of person, like, if I don't have an interest in something, I won't do it. Like, even if it's for money, I just won't do it. Because it's like, there's no interest with me personally. So the reason why I stopped TikTok when I first started is because I made a few videos, like fashion clothing that I had. And most people are like, oh, but you look so serious. And like, it doesn't look fun. And I was like, you know what? If it's going to take the excitement out for you, then there's no purpose for me to work, right? Because I'm not gonna sit here and spend all this time creating content for what you see is 4 minutes, but for me it was like a whole day, right? Yeah. So I started just trying to push into a market that actually utilizes all that. And for me, Instagram has been, like Twitter is good too. It's more of like a mixture of the whole, like there's the corporate side and then there's everybody else on like the whole creative contents and all that. But Instagram for me is like, that's where my money is and that's where like, I already know the structure. I know the algorithms very well. I know when to post. Like, I already know like everything about that platform specifically. And that's why I feel like you can have a multitude of platforms, but if you're only making a profit from one, there's really no purpose for 100,000 other people to see you, which is great. But if I'm not creating value,
yeah, you need to maximize
I don't
your time.
Feel, yeah. 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 I feel like at that point, I'm just wasting time and I would never create a social media if I didn't do what I did, I would never have a social media because I'm a private person, essentially. So that's the reason why I prefer Instagram.
So, yeah, you mentioned algorithms as well. You know, what have you guys learned, and is there anything you can share with the people about the algorithms of Instagram or TikTok?
Yeah, how does that work?
Oh, so I personally started creating content like 5-6 years ago, and it started with comedy. Like, I probably had like 4,000 followers when I first started. And then out of nowhere, I just made stuff like you mentioned, relatable videos, like things that people go through. My first video hit 1 million and I went from 4,000 to like 20,000 followers in like 2 days. And that was just because everybody could relate to it, especially women. It was just like, I could tell you the idea really quick, but it was just me getting ready to see a guy and then he turned me down to hang out with his friends. But I made it funny, like, you know,
very
drama.
Relatable.
But I turned it into funny. Yeah. And I saw.
How do y'all feel when that happens, by the way?
Oh, terrible. We're like, dang. Like,
that's relatable.
Like,
it's kind of like,
that's funny.
Wow, you'd rather chill with your boys? Like, okay. I see you.
She's
like,
putting that feeling very mildly.
The fellas can be fun, so I'm saying. Solo might be more fun than you.
Tell your girl, like, you know, we already have plans, so let's just all do something. It's okay for you to spend time with your boys, but we haven't hung out in
She's
a little
like,
bit
not
now.
All the time. Like,
where's the balance? But yeah, like I was saying, my pages grew from comedy, and I think algorithm wasn't as big a couple of years ago. It was just kind of fun. Like, until I saw brand deals reach out like, oh, we want you to promote this now. I'm like, okay, I didn't pay attention to that. But then the more I grew and I was kind of tired of like the skit world, I started transitioning to like more lifestyle. Like I'm naturally funny and goofy. So I kind of was just like, okay, let me turn this to lifestyle. If I'm out and about, I'll be funny, or I'll do stuff with drinks or anything that really made sense. Like, you know, everyday stuff. And that's where more brands came in. But it got to the point that you had to post at a certain time. Like, it's mostly Instagram, even Facebook, because I grew on all platforms, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. You have to post at a certain time. You have to make sure, like, we're in LA, but if you have people in the East Coast, you got to make sure they're still up. Or even people in, like, Texas or something, you got to make sure, like, it is, like, a time. Like, maybe, like, 3 p.m. in LA is a good time to post because it's 6 in the East Coast and I think 5 in Texas or so. Just finding a good balance to post became, like, really important in my craft and creating. There was times where I would get insecure because I'm like, wow, this post didn't get enough likes or it didn't get enough attention. But it just depends on the days. I will say weekdays are a little tougher, depending. Like Mondays or Friday are the worst because it's the beginning of the week for people and Friday is the ending of the week. So people are trying to get away. And then, so I would say midweek, people are focusing more like, oh, let me be on social media and look at everybody's stuff. Or the weekend, I feel like everyone's like, oh, what's going on today? Let me see this person's post. So I would
When they're at work, it's definitely a lot of people are on social media how for some odd reason.
I mean, how do you guys feel like about the idea of the content? Because a lot of people get into content creation, you know, naturally when you have 4,000 followers, it's because you like to, right? Like brands aren't paying you there, right? Yeah. Like, how do you continue to keep that sort of like genuine factor to your content? What kind of helped you grow your following than introducing things like brands and things like that over time? Do you guys find that to be a struggle, having to make this your full-time job because you want to put out content to make your fans happy and all those things, but you got to pay the bills, right? So like, how do you guys feel that trade-off, you know, sort of makes its way into your guys' lives?
So for me, it is a little different because I knew I wanted to be a content creator. So before I quit my like original job, I told you I created a whole entire business structure around it because that's what I was doing anyway for everyone else. So I made sure that I don't quit my job until A, I've saved enough for the whole year, just in case something backlashes or falls off, as well as connected to, I gave myself 100 brands and at least 20 to 30 of them had to reply before I decided to go full time with it. So I did it a little different than like the majority of people would start it first and then they'd kind of piggyback off of it until it grew. I knew what I wanted to do and I'm just like straight to the point. So I'm like, I want to do this. And yes, brands do fall off. Like I had a bunch of brands in the beginning that we had agreed signed documents and everything. And then obviously their product changed over time or with COVID. And a lot of people backed off, but that's kind of essentially why I saved up for it. That supported me throughout the things. The big highlight for me, what I would share with people is, like, if you know that this is your target and where you want to go, like, at least create, like, some kind of structure for yourself because it's going to be hard. You're going to have to be posting and not making money for, like, months. Like, you don't know, like, what's behind it until, like, it, you know, it gets somewhere.
So, I mean, I would say, like, content creation, obviously, in general, is as old as time, but with the rise of social media and being able to really make it a full-time job, it being kind of new, do you guys have any like specific inspirations that sparked your journey or guided you on your journey?
I would say just being myself. Like people love knowing that you have a personality. Yeah. And that's what brings like others to be like, oh, well, because you know, some people are afraid to be themselves. I have had a lot of messages where I'm like being goofy on social media, just not even doing a skit, just me being myself, being funny and like having facial expressions. And they're like, girl, that's me. I act the same way when I'm in the mirror dancing. I'm just like, you know, people feel comfortable seeing others do it. So then they're going to feel like they have an intimate relationship with you. And you build these type of bonds with people because of that. So like I used to work too. I had a full-time job where I started doing like the videos and content and stuff. But once I found like my niche on social media, I'm like, yo, I could take advantage of this. Like I could make some good money. And that's literally what I did. I got brand deals that I would never get at a regular job. So I just found a way to just find a balance and make sure that, like I mentioned before, I'm just, you know, stacking up on content. But you do get tired of making the same content sometimes.
You have to stack content. You just literally have to.
Yeah, you have to. But sometimes, like I mentioned before, I'm doing lifestyle now and I feel like sometimes my engagement is good and sometimes it's not, but people are still like, wow, I love you. You're still you. Like, this is so much fun. I like that you travel. I love that you're into acting, or like just different stuff. And it's just letting people in. not everything, but letting them feel like, yo, we're a family, like we're for connected.
Was there a transition when you did that, or were you like, now I'm doing lifestyle now?
It was weird because I was thinking about doing stand-up comedy, but I was terrible. I tried it once and it was just awful. It just wasn't for me.
It looks hard.
Oh, I was so stuck.
I was so stuck. I'm like, I don't know what to say. I'm just naturally goofy. Like, I can't just start spitting bars.
Like, what are you supposed to do if no one laughs?
Exactly. Everybody was like, I thought you were funny. I'm like, no, I am funny. I can't just spit.
Y'all laughed in my dream yesterday.
Right. Like,
don't play with me. This hit with mama. Right. For sure.
So I ended up just kind of like, oh, I will say this. I think the whole idea of making like a 15-second clip versus like a 3-minute or 1 minute, say if you had like a whole day and there was just like that one thing that like just made the whole day better, you can use that little clip and make it into 15 seconds and everybody will just kind of watch and be like, oh, that happened to me, but this was my whole day. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, they'll kind of look at it and be like, this happened to me, but in a different way, and they can just relate. So I kind of just started doing stuff where I was like, let me just make this idea like, oh, I'm cooking and I burned something because I'm on the phone, or how loud I am when I'm on the phone and my boyfriend's annoyed by it. Like, just little stuff like that. People be like, oh my God, I do the same thing. And I kept doing that and turning into lifestyle. Like, if I was out shopping, I'll do something funny and they like that. And instead of doing a skit, I just ended up doing that.
Right, it used to be perfection. That was the thing, right? And now it's relatability. Yeah. Like, relatability is the new perfection for sure, because people are like, all right, we know the filters and we know the everything, so that doesn't set in like it used to. And relatability is what everyone's going for. That's why TikTok is so huge, because anybody, I mean, anyone that can show a little bit of character, doesn't matter what they look like, can, you know, grab that attention.
That was my downfall. I wasn't fun enough
You're
on TikTok.
You're so perfect. Darn it.
So like, go back to Instagram. Like, okay.
But you can't let that affect you, though. Like, I didn't.
I just feel like it's a waste of my time to create content.
Right. Like, still love it genuinely, though?
Like, I love the content, but I don't love that everyone on TikTok, and don't get offended, everybody, but everyone on TikTok for me is like a recyclable chain, and it's like a hamster wheel. Everyone's singing the same song, doing the same dance.
For sure.
And I'm like, I'm not an autopilot person at all. Like, I'm always separating myself versus trying to fit in. So like, it doesn't work for me regardless, unless like I was creating content on TikTok, but people didn't like that because they're like, oh, you're not doing this new dance, and you're not, you know, shaking your whatever to this thing. And I'm like, I don't want to do this assembly line structure. Yeah. Like, it works for some people. But
I mean, I guess, obviously, with you having the 12-month bullet-pointed plan, do you feel like TikTok and Instagram Reels and things like that are now lowering the barrier to entry for other influencers, content creators, when you kind of set such a high standard for yourself?
I don't necessarily think that, like, versus any platform, for any platform, because it's what you're creating. Like, when the brands come to me, it was a surprise for me at the beginning, because they were like, I would create something to try to be perfect. I would go on their sites and be like, oh, let's say this Clarins skin cream is like $400, so let me not mess up on this and like make sure it's perfect. Although they provide you guidelines, it's not super clear. It's like always vague. So I would go on their websites and like look at their photo shoots and try to mimic stuff like that. And they would come back to me and like, no, we paid you and selected you because you look like this.
Yeah.
So like, don't essentially, like, they notice right away. They're like, no, we don't want a professional shoot. If we wanted that, we would do it in-house. Yeah. So that was kind of like the difficult part for me to understand, because I was like, I don't want to do this. It's saturated. Everyone's doing the same thing. But then when I realized that, like, say a friend of mine and myself get the same brand, we both get paid differently. We both get different guidelines and everything. And that's when I realized, like, it's not a saturated market. It's, there's a brand is selecting you for you. Yeah. So regardless of like Reels or like TikTok or anything, people know they're going on TikTok. They know why they're going there. They know they want to hear the same song over and over and repeatedly. And like, they know that. They want that. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what you provide the people. But for me, it's like, that doesn't work for me because that doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
Like, I want to create new things. Like, I want to create my atmosphere, my experience. And that's the reason why, you know, I started to do this. And so I don't feel like there is a competition. I do feel like it's slightly saturated due to people copy-pasting from, you know, TikTok to YouTube, you know. I feel like that shouldn't be accessible too much, not because it, like, ruins the flow of, like, people that work harder versus none. But it just, it becomes a multitude of the same stream. Yeah. And it doesn't separate, like, the brands at all. Like, I don't use YouTube anymore because everything on YouTube is on TikTok and everything on TikTok is on YouTube. So it's a constant, like...
But it's interesting, though, with that, because all of the, like, TikTok and now Reels and now YouTube Shorts and now all of that.
It's trying to get together.
And now Snapchat. I will tell you a really funny story. Snapchat now has one.
They have a Reels type thing, yeah.
But really? This is the interesting thing for Snapchat. I made $20,000 on maybe 20 seconds worth of videos on Snapchat.
Yeah, I made some money on there too.
It was like they sent it to me in 6 weeks. They literally have copied and pasted TikTok, same concept and everything. There's a feed, but they have come up with another approach on how to get people to do the same thing on their platform.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So I have like some personal relationships with people at Instagram, and they've seen my growth from comedy to where I'm at today. And I randomly have Zoom meetings with them, so I'm always up to date with everything that's going on. I will say, like, even though there might be bullies or you feel like someone's not feeling what you're doing, or just in general, because we all have that feeling, Reels are literally going to be successful everywhere, on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Snapchat, because they're
quick. An impression,
And even recently, like, I was kind of discouraged about even making content anymore, because like I said, I was focusing more on lifestyle. But I just got like a little award from Instagram for being, I'm in their yearbook of 2021. There was a lot of people I grew with around my circle that they're still creating. They were like, how'd you get that? I'm like, honestly, I don't know. But I was just, they told me straight up, like, you've always been yourself.
Yeah.
And that's why I always tell people, no matter what industry you're in, whatever you're doing, just be you. And people will see that and be like, oh, okay, I definitely want to work with this girl or this guy. Like, you know, I would just want to let you guys know that regardless of what you do, just do it for you. Even if somebody's like being, oh, like, I don't like this, it's gonna work somewhere, you know?
So. Someone's gonna
I mean, the thing is kind of interesting though, because it's like quite evident that everyone's attention span is shrinking, right?
Exactly.
Like, the reason why all of this stuff is getting rinsed and repeat on platforms is because people only got 6 seconds of your attention, right? So like, how do you continue to keep your content fresh in such a saturated market when like you only got 10 seconds to win someone's attention? Like, is that added new challenges? And obviously you grew
TikTok. The way I did it is go the opposite of what is everyone else doing? Yeah, oh, they're posting boring, same old tips and the same, I mean, the same tips. Or I was like, what are people not doing? They're not talking about what the hardest things are about planning this or doing this thing. Okay, I'm gonna talk about that. Yeah. So I just went upstream, and it was like, it was an obvious win because it was like, she's obviously doing something different. As opposed to like my Instagram and everything, it's all perfect, right? Like everything is very curated, everything. But I don't really worry about curating my stuff on TikTok. I really just make it like very real and silly and authentic and whatever. But the only way that I will say that I kind of curate it is I make sure that my color schemes are all the same. So I will have, almost all of my wardrobe is pink. I have like backgrounds in 4 different places in my house. So when the lighting is good in different places, like I do those things so that it's easy. It's super easy. So it's not like, oh, now I gotta go change or I gotta, it's like, I have pink cups and all that stuff. If I'm at a coffee shop, I'll snap it overhead and it's just done.
I just gotta say, that's wild.
That sounds excessive.
It makes my day-to-day easy.
Like my whole entire environment is white and gray. And I mean, like everything, my house, kitchen, everything purposely, done purposely. Because you can take a photo anywhere.
I guess like sitting on the other side of, not the fence, right? But shoot, I'd be looking forward to the camera being off. So like when you guys say that, I'm like, man. Like, it seems like you guys are always on.
It is a lot, but that's why I do things like that, so that I don't have to pay attention or any of that. It automatically comes. And then when I don't feel like doing it, it's fine. Like, I don't have to because there's so much that's easily snappable and easily doable.
And you can literally go back to your library and be like, oh, you know, this one was done 4 weeks ago. I'm just going to edit this. That's what I do.
Like, I literally have 700 drafts just sitting there waiting for me to just add the fonts or add the whatever. And it's just there for that reason. So I don't have to think about it because I also enjoy being separate and private.
I will say, you notice that like a lot of songs or videos go viral. I'll try to take like that sound and make it my own, do my own little idea to it. And that's another way for people to see who you are. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys know this already, but a lot of times like challenges go viral and people are doing the same thing,
right.
Same thing.
I know that
but it's
that.
Like, let's just take this out.
Yeah.
We all know
she hates
that. Yeah, I'm never ever getting on TikTok.
I'm not knocking it. And you know, obviously I do have to get on TikTok at some point.
Yeah.
But the reason why I say that is because like when you're a content creator for me, I'm here, like if I'm gonna hire someone, even if I don't pay you, even if it's just for credential purposes, I want you to create something different. I can't see myself as a person, a brand, or a business paying Spencer to say the same thing over and over and over just because he's Spencer. So I don't understand that.
He but that's what I mean.
I feel like that sound that people are using, you can kind of just recreate your own thing.
Yeah.
People that are looking at that challenge, they're gonna see like, oh, this is different, then they're probably gonna pick up.
Yeah. But see,
like,
that's my visual perception of that is like there is nothing different. To me, as soon as I hear the sound, I'm like, there's nothing you can do to entertain me to keep that 4 second span.
Yeah.
Like as soon as I hear the same song.
I actually have a similar thought process to you. I do not have a TikTok because it's
I can't. Like if I hear it on YouTube,
I need like, to tell you guys.
No shade.
I want everybody to get their money. I'm just saying like TikTok to me.
I feel like it went over to adults now, but that's why I say Instagram is better for us or adults in general. Well, everyone really, but now that they have Reel, I don't use TikTok as much, which...
So I will tell you from a TikTok perspective. No, I hear this all the time. Like people say this to me all the time, but I will tell you from a creator's perspective why TikTok has been so helpful for me. Because TikTok has had the time to see what all the other algorithms do, and what they're doing is suppressing stuff. The thing that really makes TikTok way different than Instagram or anything else is they
allow visibility.
They it's allow not visibility, banned. But it's only to the people that they know are gonna be your super fans. That's why people can go viral. Instagram doesn't do that. Instagram's is like, oh, you go, it suppresses everything.
Right, yeah. And so I mean, they have the shadow ban for a purpose,
actually,
right?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah, they do that purposely to monetize.
TikTok wants to get you in front of your super fans.
Yeah.
Instagram doesn't give a about your super fans.
But that's why
they
I like it. It's competitive.
I love that part, they make you put all of the...
No swearing on my podcast,
but they
man.
They make you work for it. Like, oh, you have to put all the right hashtags. There are banned hashtags. Like, if you put some hashtags, they'll completely... Yeah. TikTok tries to get you in front of the people that are going to enjoy your content, which I appreciate. Because I like to enjoy content that I like. I don't want to have to search. I don't know what content I'm going to think is funny. I don't know what's trending. I don't know. And I don't want to search on Instagram.
That's what separates us. It's like, I don't, like, if I'm free, I will not go on my Instagram to look for or try to laugh or do anything on there.
And TikTok enjoys people engaging.
So TikTok is more of like, you have to be interested.
So double clicking on that, actually, though, like, thinking about it, right? Like, a lot of what you guys said points to the power that a lot of these platforms have, right? So, like, thinking about it and taking a step back and moving into the decentralized world, right? Now, like, thinking about that, like, how do you guys think about tying yourselves to a career or in things like that where those entities have so much power over what it is that you guys are doing and, like, your own IP and things like that? Like, have you guys looked into new technologies and things like that to allow you guys to kind of reclaim some of that ownership? You know, how do you guys think about that? Because at the end of the day, TikTok is looking at you guys saying, you guys generated this much, you know, ad revenue for us. I'm paying you XYZ. That's a dangerous world to live in.
For me, it works because it stays competitive. And like, if I feel like things are getting too easy or I call them basic, it gets boring for me. So in order for me, like when I post a photo and it doesn't get like enough likes or whatever, I'll just go into my, you know, documentary pad where, you know, I have this huge collection of like data information. And that's why the whole blockchain thing became interesting to me. But I go back in there and say, okay, well, this algorithm didn't work. This time that Instagram actually tells you to post, like let's say it's 6 p.m. and it's on their app and it tells you like, this is a good time to post. So I just started just creating my own algorithm structure of like, when do I post? Or let me see if this works. So I'm more of like,
so you guys
in
like
the tech back,
you're trying,
I'm like
to
trying
fight
to figure
it
out.
Back, right?
Yeah,
like,
I'm not. I want to do things as easily as possible. And that's why I'm not going to say I'm against Instagram. But I am always trying to find ways to go off platform and do things on my own. I created a membership site, cost me like $30,000.
To create, I know, it was,
you must be into the money,
it was, you know, Snapchat helped,
exactly.
Snapchat helped. And then I actually found Galaxy that actually helped me with, they have something that is very similar than what I was building, and I was gonna build it midway, it's almost done.
So Spencer took your idea.
So, it, you know what?
Took it, rinse, repeat.
Actually, now
we're
that
done.
You're
that's
that
our
out
exit.
Loud.
That's our exit.
But just in general, I definitely do understand that platforms like that hold literally all the power. Yeah. Yeah. Every month, there's a new algorithm change, and it's suppressing things, and it's doing this, and things that you knew you were supposed to do. Yeah. Like in the beginning, it was like 30 hashtags, right? And then it was like, no, well, these are banned hashtags. How the hell are you supposed to know what hashtags are banned? Like, that is ridiculous.
There are
apps now.
Yeah, there's things out there that can help you.
4 hours just to search for, they have way too much power. And I'm obviously not totally against Instagram, but I've felt like it's definitely better and more advantageous, especially if you're doing it for your career or your business, or to be able to make sure that when Instagram does go down, because we know it goes down and the world sets itself on fire, or when any of these things do happen, you do have a backup and you have more power.
I think it's good to also have like all platforms to be successful. Like that's why I have, my Facebook is actually more lit than my Instagram, and I get a lot of
people
followers.
People still use Facebook?
Is what?
People still
That's
use Facebook?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Girl, let me follow
well,
you.
A fan page. Like, it's like a Facebook fan page. And so it's business, more like
business.
Right.
I mean, I guess that's interesting. I mean, it's interesting because I think, one, it's there's people now joining and wanting to be influencers, and now it's also the companies or the platforms themselves have way too much power. You know, obviously this guy is a man for putting power in the hands of the people, right? So, like, you as a content creator, right, like, how do you guys envision, like, you know, that evolution? Like, what do you think it will take for people to start thinking about owning their own IP, right? Like, intellectual property and things like that. It's a very important issue, right? Like, at the end of the day, having to go into an algorithm battle, I don't want to fight Jack Dorsey every single day about why I should get engagement, right? So, like, what are you guys doing? Or, like, what have you guys thought? Have you thought about blockchain? Like, have you guys thought about these things? Like, you know, how do you guys think about that?
I'm still in the process of learning because I have a lot of friends that are getting involved with all of that, and I'm just like, okay, how does this work? So I'm getting there, but I think every day technology is changing, like everything is changing to more digital, and I don't know, social media is cool, but if you can start your own company, and at this point, we're learning from these platforms. Like every day, it's our business, but we're a walking business really, so it's like, why not take advantage and start our own.
That's why I started the whole data collection. It's just like people always tell me like, oh, you're trying to fight against them. I'm like, no, I'm trying to recreate the future. Yeah. So if I can collect all this data and see what the problem is and solve it, then that's
easy. But the thing
me.
That's really hard about that though is once you solve it, they freaking change everything.
No, because I worked in a startup where it was built on blockchain.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing about all the data you're creating and being a good friend of both myself and Solo, we can use that data
I worked on an app which is extremely incredible, and it was built on blockchain. It still is. It's been in the process since 2018.
Cool.
And that's what that inspired me completely to be like, okay, you know what? I helped you build your AI, and I named it, and I taught it its learnings and did, like, you know, tagging, metadata tagging, and all this stuff. It was like, okay, so I'm teaching you something. I'm just learning from all this data, and that's my goal. Of, like he said, like, how do you separate yourself? Like, my goal is to have, you know, my own NFT, my own entire IP, like, my own everything as a brand. So it doesn't matter which platform I'm on, I'm still the owner 100%. To all my content.
Yeah, and I mean, I think with that being said, obviously, that's a perfect place to kind of wrap it in a sense. I mean, you know, being able to be an individual and have the power in the individual's hands, I mean, this is a first step, what we're seeing in social media, and it's going to continue to evolve. Obviously, myself and my co-founder, Solo, built an app to try to get into some of that and put the power back in, you know, content creators' hands, such as yourselves. Obviously, you have a lot of expertise in metadata and building AI, and it's dope. So, you know, obviously, with that being said, you know, I want to thank you guys for joining us today New Money, brought to us by CoinDesk.
Like, can I just point out that we were matching and we didn't, we didn't plan it, and that is always
the perfect outro. We might be talking about New Money with CoinDesk, but the outfits come first for these ladies.
When you're a content creator, it matters.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you guys for joining.